uva, rumba rap y mi lindo guaguancó.
Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you. Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Hi, my name is Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Hey! Yes, my friend, welcome back to the second part of the Latino Dimes program. Yeah, I just found out some pretty bad news. Actually, I knew about this for quite a while, but it's pretty bad news for the British citizens, you know. And unfortunately, one more time, you know, the Labour Party leader, like Tony Blair in previous times. Now, this fella here, the new prime minister, has, I don't know, let down the people of Great Britain, you know, because of his new decisions, you know, fresh decisions by his party after promising so many things, good things for the country. We will change everything. Everything will be hunky-dory, you know, and whoa. But unfortunately, you know, I read this article in the paper today, which is going to be, it says like this. Keir Starmer insisted he was going to have to be unpopular as he defended his tough decision to cut winter fuel payments. Speaking in his first major TV interview in number 10, the Prime Minister said that he expected Labour MPs' support in tomorrow's vote on whether to axe the allowance for all but the poorest pensioners. Challenged on whether those who rebelled would be stripped of the whip, he said that would be for the chief whip to decide. I am glad we are having a vote because I think it's very important for Parliament to speak on this, Sir Keir told the BBC's Sunday Laura Kunzberg. But every Labour MP was elected on the same mandate as I was, which was to deliver the change that we need for the country. He said this means having to do the difficult things now. Adding the previous Conservative government had run away from tough decisions. In the wide-ranging interview, Sir Keir shared concern about the far right after the recent riots, but he said that he would not let violence dictate government policy. He said that he did not think that in Britain was a racist country and pointed to the decent people who joined cleanup efforts in the wake of August disorder. Incredible people came out with their trowels, with their brooms, they cleaned up, they rebuilt, said Sir Keir. But the real face of Britain, and that's the Britain that I think is essential to reuniting and bringing this country back together. You know, something like this is really ridiculous because what I'm thinking of is like in the United States, Great Britain, and all these people who are aiding the Zionist regime in Palestine, they're giving them millions and millions and billions of pounds and dollars to contribute to the massacre of a Palestinian nation, a Palestinian people, while they take away the money from their own people to give to the people who are killing people. I don't understand that. You know, civilization, is just a word. It's just a word, civilization. Because if civilization is everywhere, this is civilization, you know? But they say, oh, yeah, we're going to be civilized, you know, we're going to try and look after the human beings and human rights and all that stuff, you know? But the word like, you know, charity begins at home. Okay, yeah. You know, do they know what it means? You know, when I said to someone, you know, that I believe that this guy is not from this country, you know, because he's punishing this country really bad, like Blair did, like Rishi Sunak did, like Cameron did. They all do when they get to power. You know, when they are in election campaign. Oh, I'll do this for you. I'll do this for you. You know, but when they get to power, it's like, whoa, wow, wow, man. Have you forgotten? Have you gone absent-minded? You know? And unfortunately, that's what it is. You know, millions and billions of pounds to the Zionists and millions of pounds to the Ukrainian regime. you know, to carry on with the war, and oh yeah, we have to defend ourselves, you know, from the Russians, you know, they're attacking us, you know, and the Zionists, we have the right to defend ourselves from what? From kids in the street throwing stones at big tanks, you know, and them bombing hospital, stopping ambulances from going to emergency calls, you know, and that is right in front of us, in our own eyes. You know, even the BBC now is showing these pictures of what's going on in Palestine, in Gaza. You know, how come the governments of the Europe in general don't realize what is going on? Some of them have opposed the idea of helping the Zionists to carry on with the genocide, and they've been looked at like, oh no, you can't do that. You cannot stop doing it. We have to help him because Israel's got the right to defend themselves. Yes, yes. I wonder why, how, off. What I'm saying is like, Zionism, the system that was there, you know, you cannot say the whole of Israel, you know, you cannot accuse the whole country because it's just the system they've got, the authorities that are in power. We Chileans, we suffer that ourselves. You know, like people on the outside were saying, oh, Chile is here, Chile is that. No, they weren't attacking the country. They were attacking the authorities, the system, the dictatorship that was there. Because in, well, Israel is the same kind of thing. Zionism, for me, is a dictatorship, a brutal, abusive dictatorship, you know, with a lot of malice. Anyway, my friends, I'm really, really sorry. You know, now the difference was that also that reading the different newspaper that the pensioners who are on pension credits will not be affected, but all the other pensioners will be affected. I don't know whether it's true or not, but that was what the plan is. That is what the plan is. I wonder, is a pensioner on credit, you know, feels more cold in the winter than a pensioner on just a state pension? I wonder if the government has done tests and about this situation, you know. What I think they should do, I'm no politician, but the idea is that, you know, they should, is depending on how much money is the income of in a household, is how much money they can actually provide them with, you know, for the heating costs, you know. If you get too much, you think, oh, yeah, you got enough. That's it, you know. Now, if you got little, not done enough, you know, you need a bit of help. There you go. And that's how it should be worked out. Not in general, like, oh, yeah, these guys, because they are on a different benefit, you know, they're going to get this. And these other guys who are on another benefit, they're going to get that. You know, come on, you know. And I'm sorry to say, but I'm disappointed one more time, you know, like with Tony Blair when he won the elections. Oh, my God, yeah, Tony Blair, yeah, Labour Party now. We'll have a word. We'll have something, you know, we'll have the chance to speak up, you know. And what happened? He was just, anyway, I'm not going to go on about it because I'm sure I'm going to get a few texts, you know, telling me to shut up and carry on with the music because they think that the Labour Party is doing okay. The Labour Party, yeah, is the people who are leading the Labour Party, you know, who are doing it wrong. It's the same, you know, it's everywhere, you know, the leaders of all these parties and countries, you know, they are the bad ones, the ones who are doing the damage. But the people also have something to be blamed for. Who voted for these people? You vote for a government, and then the government doesn't respond to what the promises were. And that is our fault because we don't do enough research. I voted Green, man, you know, even though Green, you know, probably they didn't get anywhere, you know, but at least I got my, I feel good, you know, that I did vote Green because this is the idea of saving the planet, you know, that's as you're always saying, you know, Pachamama, Mother Earth, all that stuff, you know. So anyway, amigos, let's carry on with the folky bits of Latino Dimes. And the time right now is coming up to 6:15. So we've got plenty of time still to play some more tunes for you. This is Victor Jara. This is a singer-poet, Chilean, who was assassinated by the dictatorship of General Pinochet, very good friends with Margaret Thatcher. Margaret Thatcher supported him all the way. Even though he was doing the brutality, the bullying, the killing, the torturing, the disappearing in my country. But Margaret Thatcher, the Tory prime minister at the time, supported him and gave him help, gave him the chance to come to England to have a treatment for, apparently he was ill, so he couldn't be tried at The Hague. That was his excuse. And people who are ill, human rights, here we go again. Human rights, is, they protect them because, oh, it's not up to going to for trial, you know, he's ill, so he cannot go on trial. He was wanted in Belgium, Spain, and I don't know, well, the country in Europe for crimes against these country's citizens who lived in Chile and got killed or in prison. So Interpol should have arrested him and take him to all these countries that they were claiming to for him to go there and be tried. So anyway, Margaret Thatcher and her government stood up and said, no, this is our guest, we look after our guest, and this is our guest, and he's ill, blah, 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 blah. We all know now, well, the old school people know what a mockery of England he made. He laughed at England and the Thatcher government when he was supposed to be ill on a wheelchair and everything, you know, and they brought him down from the plane when he arrived in Chile. The armed forces were waiting for him, and his supporters were waiting for him. He came down the stairs, they brought him down the stairs, you know, carrying the wheelchair with him. And then he got to the bottom, and then he got up and started walking around like there was nothing wrong with him, you know, and saluting everybody, greeting everyone. Thank you for coming to welcome me. And we all I thought he couldn't walk. do you understand what I mean? I don't know how the reaction of the Tory government at the time was. You know, they never printed it, they never said anything, they never mentioned it. Embarrassment, probably. Who knows?
Paloma, quiero contarte que estoy solo, que te quiero. Paloma, quiero contarte que estoy solo, que te quiero. Que la vida se me acaba porque te tengo tan lejos. Palomita, verte quiero. Lloro con cada recuerdo a pesar que me contengo. Lloro con cada recuerdo a pesar que me contengo. Lloro con rabia pa' afuera, pero muy hondo pa' dentro. Palomita, verte quiero. Oh.
como tronco de nogal, como la piedra del cerro. Como tronco de nogal, como la piedra del cerro. El hombre puede ser hombre cuando camina derecho. Palomita verde quiero. ¿Cómo quitarme del alma lo que me dejaron negro? ¿Cómo quitarme del alma lo que me dejaron negro? Siempre estar vuelto hacia afuera para cuidarse por dentro. Palomita verde quiero.
Voy a hacerme un cigarrito, acaso tengo tabaco. Si no tengo de dónde saco, lo más cierto es que no pito. Ay, 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 me querí, ay, 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 me querí, ay, ay, ay. Lo fumo, boto la cola y recójala el que quiere. Ay, 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 me querí, ay, 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 me querí, ay, ay, ay.
Thank you. ¿Qué será de mí cuando tú te hayas ido? Ay, ¿qué será de mí cuando tú te hayas ido? Me quedaré solito llorando, llorando arrepentido. Me quedaré solito llorando, llorando arrepentido. Las flores que te di, ay, toditas se han perdido. Las flores que te di, ay, toditas se han perdido. Por falta del sentimiento ese que habías prometido. Por falta del sentimiento ese que habías prometido. Cuando te vayas yo no lloraré. No lloraré cuando te vayas. Cuando te vayas yo no lloraré. No lloraré cuando te vayas. En mi mente siempre te tendré. No lloraré cuando te vayas. En mi cuerpo yo te llevaré. No lloraré cuando te vayas. Los besos que te di en esa boca dulce y roja. Los besos que te di en esa boca dulce y roja. Fueron poemas tiernos fugados que recordarlo me sonrojan. Fueron poemas fugados que recordarlo me sonroja. Ay, no te olvides de mí cuando ya te encuentres lejos. No te olvides de mí cuando ya te encuentres lejos. Aunque te vayas negra por siempre, yo te juro que te espero. Aunque te vayas negra por siempre, yo te juro que te espero. Cuando te vayas yo no lloraré. No lloraré cuando te vayas. Cuando te vayas yo no lloraré. No lloraré cuando te vayas. Cuerpo siempre te tendré. No lloraré cuando te vayas. Cuando te vayas yo no lloraré. No lloraré cuando te vayas. En mi cuerpo yo te llevaré. No lloraré cuando te vayas. No te olvides negra de mí cuando ya te encuentres lejos. Ay, no te olvides negra de mí cuando ya te encuentres lejos. Ay, no te olvides negra de mí cuando ya te encuentres lejos. Ay, bien lejos. Ay, bien lejos. Ay, bien lejos. Cuando te vayas. No lloraré cuando te vayas.
se abstrae y vas mirando hacia atrás.
¿Cómo quisiera ser yo buen poeta para poder expresar en unas pocas palabras lo maravillado y felices que estamos de estar aquí esta noche realizando un sueño y un anhelo de muchísimo tiempo? A rockear este salón. Esta es la que le da título a mi último disco, Ya Rock, para que la gente salte y rockee con la música reggae. ¡Dale, gente!
Entre los brazos de la madre, recibiendo de sus manos toda la bendición, inspirando mi talento para hacerlo canción. Ya rock, ya rock, ya rock, recibiendo de sus manos toda la bendición, inspirando mi talento para ella que es mi guía y es real. Es la fe la que me inspira y me pone a cantar. Ya Rock es mi principal fundamento. Ya Rock, yeah. Ya Rock, yeah. Recibiendo de sus manos toda la bendición, inspirando mi talento para hacerlo canción.
Es el mejor.
Ah, bueno, ese es Don Caramelo que viene presente con mucha gente para que ustedes puedan entender que Trío Eléctrico viene aquí para que ustedes puedan ver. Este es el sonido que rebota. Suena.
Okay, amigos, amigas, thank you very much for listening to the show. Time right now is coming up to the end of it, and I hope that you're going to join me again next week at 5 o'clock. And don't forget, if you want to announce anything to for me to give a shout-out for any events, you know, that you are organizing or attending to and you want people to come along, just let me know. 07944031894 is the number to text. Love one another and free Palestine.
sanha vem no palco balançar. Vou ligar tudo mesmo que tudo desligue. Meu nome é Nelson Rodrigues, my name is Orson Welles. Não vejo peles por eles, quero popinho nos vistos. Pastor virou doleiro, dinheiro virou cultura. Poesia virou salário, vulgaridade e receita. Deus me livre dessa seita cujo Deus é feio e triste. Se o belo ainda existe, o belo quero procurar. Outono, verão, inverno, o mundo virou inferno. De um diabo pós-moderno, haja fogo pra queimar. Gira, gira, mundo, roda, roda. Quem tem sede bebe soda. Assunto da moda é fome. Por cada noite não come. Perna de mesa não anda. Dança de roda é ciranda. O mar é maior que o rio. O mundo é tão vasto. Imenso deserto fácil. Se mais perto, mais me afasto. Quanto mais cheio, vazio.